You are listening to Fat Girls United, a podcast for fat girls by two fat girls, highlighting all things relevant to plus size women in everyday life. I'm Serena.
I'm Kayla. And we are Fat Girls United.
Welcome back, guys.
Yes. We back. So,
today we are discussing a few things, actually.
Yup. But they all tie in together.
Yeah. So, we obviously want to bring some attention to descriptive words in the plus size community. We've all heard of them.
But why are we fighting over them? Like, listen. The arguments have been going on from since, I want to say last year. They could have been going from far back, but they caught my attention from last year, and I see them kind of carrying over to this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with why we're fighting over descriptive words. Point at the end of the day, yes, we fit. How that word affects you is personal and different for everybody.
Yeah.
But, well, me over here, I don't think of fat as a bad word anymore.
Yeah.
Because I guess growing up, it was always used as a bad word.
Of course.
And I want to take the word back and not to say empower, but to understand, like, okay, y'all, I'm fat and what?
Mm-hmm. You've gotten me kind of more used to the word, but like, because you use it all the time.
So yeah.
Okay. But it is about like reconditioning myself to understand that fat is just a descriptive word.
It is not
we. Yeah, it is not we. We all have fat on our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, because I'm getting, as I mentioned in last episode, I'm getting my master's in diversity and inclusion management. So we learn a lot about social identities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the fat community, I think they tend to go towards fat than like plus size. Because mm-hmm. it's just easily identifiable.
Yes.
So I actually, we had an identity project to do. So I,
ooh.
Yeah, we had to choose three identities. It could be obviously age, disability, race, gender. So I chose the three, my three were fat, black, and a woman.
Ooh.
Yeah. And how, you know, intersectionality and how all of those things kind of roll into each other, right? So you can just be fat, but you could be a fat male.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a totally different experience. So you can be, you know, a fat woman, but you could be a fat white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you interact, you know?
And it's crazy
people?
How just the small differences of being, say, a white woman, a man, mm-hmm. a fat man, or a fat woman, and then breaking that down into saying a fat black man, a fat white man.
Yeah.
It's those small differences mean big things.
Big things.
Everyone's experience with it is different.
Yeah.
Similar, but different. Because everyone takes it in differently.
Yeah. And you have all of these, like, what they call subordinate identities and dominant identity groups. So, obviously, thin bodies would be a dominant identity group. That's what society accepts as the norm.
Yeah.
And then even as a male, you know, we all know that misogyny, obviously, hello. So, just these descriptive words. I don't find, like, how do you relate to, what are the descriptive words? Fat?
Plus size. It's mostly, I want to say it's mostly fat, plus size. Oh, and curvy. I'm going to throw that in there because
of course.
That is a descriptive
thick.
Word. But that particular descriptive word, the curvy, it's more, for some reason, accepted. I don't know if it's like, call it a positive descriptive word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people would rather call themselves curvy, which is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, there's a part where some people's like, don't call yourself curvy if you're not this particular shape. And it's just,
well, the thing is, you can be curvy and be a size 6.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really, anyone can, any size group can be curvy.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So, I just think in this particular, I'm going to just use the words plus size and fat. Because those two words go hand in hand when you're doing anything related to the plus size community.
What especially, about thick? Because I hear thick all the time. Thick thighs save lives. But see, thick girls.
I feel like thick also goes in that category of curvy because, again, people be like, oh, well, we know growing up, thick always meant fat no matter what.
Did it? You From think so? Me, For you, then? I always, like, when a girl is thick, generally speaking, they mean, like, she has either a pear shape or hourglass shape. Like, thick legs. Okay, like, you would like, if a woman was heavy-chested, right? And, like, more of a, what's that shape where you're just heavy-chested, but you're thinner hips?
Oh.
I don't know
like,
what
they tried to call it an inverted triangle or something ridiculous. Like,
you don't really have to go there. But anyway, my point is people will be less likely to call that body shape thick. In my experiences, they always tend to go for the hourglass. And the
but see, shape. That's why I said, like, thick also gets coined in with curvy. Like, it's one of those positive...
Everybody wants to be it. Yeah.
But, like, okay, like, for instance, like, clothing. People don't like the descriptive word plus size for clothing. But... I hate the word extended sizes.
That's worse.
What is that? Like, right. Extended sizes? Like,
you're everyone othering.
Everyone comes in multiple different sizes. Why has it got to be extended sizes?
Because you have the main, they think that, I guess, a 0 to a 12 or a 10 is what's acceptable. And anything else bigger than that. Extended side,
like you said, they make it seem like other, like, oh, we're these weird aliens. Like, no, we're all the same. Like, it, so yeah, I would prefer the word plus size when you shop. I don't know why, but even I okay, looking at that now, I'm like, I can kind of see how that's an issue too.
But then it's a way for you to, like, I then, like, when I walk into a store, like, oh, do you have a plus size section? Because if I can't say that, then how will I be able to communicate what I need?
I guess people were looking at, like, oh, why can't it just not have a label, maybe? And they just wanted it all to just be sizes. But you would still need a word for
you
it.
You still need a word for it. Because the reality is, a lot of these people don't go past a 12 or 14.
Because, especially if you're shopping online... if it's not got its own tail, like, plus size, I think they do now plus size / curvy.
They do, yeah.
Some, I've been to some websites that don't have that separation, and it's all together. Listen, I've never been so irritated in my life, because I'm like, well, how am I supposed to know
that it was there?
It's in here because it's all the sizes, but then, like, they're only using one type of picture.
I know.
And I'm like, this ain't it. Trash. Like,
so that's a really good argument within the community. Do we want to be singled out? Like, are we aware of our identity, who we are? We want to be kind of, like, separated, or do we want to be included and just represented by a skinny model, but it goes up to a 24, 26, 28
and beyond?
And beyond. So, I mean, I think there's two arguments to it. I would like all brands to be representative, like, to go up to a 28 and beyond, but I still want to see my own image as a plus size woman,
because it helps,
of course,
even if you, even if it's not exact. I feel like finding, or at least having, sorry, let me clarify my point. If you don't want to have a differentiated, my English is horrible today. Section, let's say, in this, for instance, online shopping, and you want to bring it all together, at least add your pictures to be, you know, a smaller person, a medium-sized person, a larger person, and vice, and just so at least you get an idea.
Yes. Like, you know who does that really well? And you guys might not know. It's a brand of, like, a online boutique called Jitty Online, G-I-T-I.
Yes.
They tend to have, like, the skinny model and the plus size model modeling the same thing, and then they do the runway, like what ASOS does, where they walk on the runway.
Oh.
Or, like, a video, I should say, of them. I like the fact that they have both sizes.
That's good.
For the same exact outfit.
That's good. Yeah. And the prices are the same or different?
Prices are the same.
That's good. See,
you need that.
I'm gonna throw this again a little bit, because when you're a big company, and I'm sure that's a decent sized mm-hmm. company, or is it a small company?
No, it's a big, because they do wholesale as well.
Oh, see that's a company.
Yeah, they do retail and wholesale.
Because I feel like some people really want multiple stores to be able to fund all the sizes going up to whatever size people would like it to go up to. I feel like on an honest tip, in a utopia, it could work, but yeah. Realistically, no, because it's expensive. Yeah. It's expensive to do a clothing line, period.
Yes.
I understand why most people want to only stick to extra small to, say, extra large, and some people don't even go up to an extra large, which is
annoying.
I recently found this out. I was like, isn't extra large considered, in quotations, a regular size?
I say in quotations. I would say so.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's not. And I was shocked. So, I understand those would be best sellers and easy to sell sizes.
Yeah.
But I also understand it's expensive to do every size range.
Yeah.
Because as a small business clothing line person myself, that made no sense, Kayla. Regardless.
I know what you mean.
I can't afford to include the smaller sizes.
Yeah.
Though I am strictly a plus size brand. If I wanted to expand, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
It's already really expensive.
I feel like skinny people have so many options. They don't need plus size brands to go venturing into smaller sizes. It irritates me when they're like, oh, when are you gonna make it in my size?
Listen.
Like, you have so much options, so many choices.
But it's crazy. You'd be surprised the amount of people that will come to me and be like, oh, well, when am I going to expand to smaller sizes? And here's my thing. It's crazy to me how that question is never turned around for smaller brands to be asked when you're going to expand to bigger sizes.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's okay and comfortable to attack a brand that's catered to a bigger sizes to go to small,
because they're, it's like white privilege, it's skinny privilege. They're used to everything being available to them, and when it's not there, it's like an attack against them, or they feel like part of their rights are being taken away. See, we're plus size women are used to always being selected.
But last.
Yeah, last, really.
And this is no skinny hate. Like,
no,
at all.
No.
But it's just the reality of the thing. I get asked a lot of when I would include smaller. And truthfully, I don't want to, because I prefer to cater to the plus size woman. And I should be allowed to do that.
Of course.
I feel like you have to allow brand choices. Now, if they don't want to expand to bigger sizes, that's also their right, because that was the whole thing with people attacking Victoria's Secret. But also, that's a mega company. I feel like when you're a mega company with a board and you can afford to go.
But one thing
I
kind of respect Victoria's Secret, because they, like, that was the hill that they were ready to die on.
And they died on it.
And they died on it there. That's the thing. But I respect them for that, because they were like, no, like, this is the ideal woman. They don't feel like the ideal woman is a plus size woman. We want this dream Barbie look. And Fenty came along and completely squashed them. And they died on that hill. They're gone.
Yeah.
Victoria's Secret is no longer relevant, really.
Yeah, because that's still around, but they're not as popular.
No, the runway show didn't even air last year. I think they missed the year. They skipped it for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what the issue was. But anyway, that's what happened. So I really am enjoying Fenty.
We apologize for the background noise. But I just think, honestly, just being honest with your customers and being... I remember there was a heel that people were so serious about saying how it's not more expensive when it comes to making plus size clothing.
Yeah. But it
we kind of drifted off topic. We're getting back to topic.
Yeah, we are.
But it is more, the truth of the matter is, it is more expensive to produce plus size clothing because you're using more fabric.
I know
people really want to hold on to the, it's not.
But it is.
But it is.
I never really considered that.
It's not, and that's not a bad thing, but it is the truth. And I can't sit up here and say it's not.
Yeah. But because you would know as a fashion designer, you know the price difference and the cost of fabric. But we expect these brands to just sell it for the same price. And I feel like if it was expensive, it would be looked at as like discrimination of some sort, right? That's the whole thing. Like, oh, you can't sell a pair of jeans in plus size for $50 and sell it in regular size for $18.
Like, oh, well, see, that price gouging situation, that's another topic of its own.
But you're saying it's more expensive
too. It is. There is a difference in cost. I will say that, because you are going to need more material. Yeah. Like, for example, if I budgeted $1,000 worth of, say, fabric, that's not gonna give me a full range line.
Yes.
Cause say that $1,000 totals to say, if I'm buying 10 yards of a couple of things, that 10 yards does not go far for me. Doesn't go very far.
Especially if you're dealing with
multiple different sizes.
Yeah.
It doesn't go very far. But I'm also a really micro small business.
Yeah.
So, but if you have a major company, you have the resources
for sure
to go that far and keep it the same price.
For sure.
Because most places are fast fashion anyway. So I feel like the price difference comes from people just wanting to be greedy. Mm-hmm. And which is not fair.
I know. But you said it's more expensive.
Yeah. It's a slight difference.
Mm.
But it just depends on what your manufacturer, of course. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot that goes into it.
I can imagine.
But going back to topic, to argue over descriptive words, it's wild. I'm gonna say it's wild because I don't think it's a hill worth dying on.
But I think people have like these identities that they hold on so tightly to. So if you think you're a plus size and now a brand is calling you extended size or thick or curvy, it's like offensive to them in some way. Like, do you know anybody that would get offended, or have you heard any arguments as to why it's a bad thing or good thing to switch up these words?
The answers I've seen is people just don't like the words themselves. Like, it's personal issues and preferences, which is fine, but on a grand scale, outside of the personal issues, it's not really an issue. It's just a descriptive word.
I know.
And I think as the culture of plus size and as the culture of plus size continues to grow and is more outspoken, things may change in a way that I don't know about or understand, or, you know?
Yeah.
So, it, whatever happens, if it happens, but the more outspoken everything is, things will change slowly.
Mm-hmm. And it's just about being comfortable with yourself.
That at the end of the day.
Yeah. No matter what, don't allow people to tell you or communicate your worth through words.
Because a descriptive word is just that, a descriptive word.
Yeah.
It's just a box. Just to put a category of people.
Yeah.
But that's not you.
Right.
Like, I'm fat, but I'm not.
Yeah.
But you that is not my it. Personality. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's people with personalities that are so big that you don't even notice.
Yes.
Their weight, if that makes sense.
No, for sure.
Like, yeah. So, like,
it's the last thing you think of because they just have so much more good for them than just simply their body. Like, we don't look at skinny people like that. Like, oh, no. That, you know, that thin girl.
Yeah, no. I just feel personally like we have to just get comfortable with ourselves, understand weight fluctuates. Like, confidence also fluctuates. You could be feeling yourself today and being like, I look like trash tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's the human way.
No, for sure.
Nobody is 1,000% confident on top of the world every single step of day, every day, all day.
Yeah.
No.
My self-esteem sometimes is extremely high in periods of my life, and then it can, you know, tank in other periods. Mm-hmm. But I think it's about always understanding that, you know, you are valuable, you are important. You're the same person regardless. So it's a mind game, really. It's all mental.
It is. Yeah. And I think daily rituals of, like, when you get ready in the morning, instead of finding, like, ugh, I have an acne spot, or ugh, why are my eyebrows look like this? I think looking at yourself and finding something nice to say about yourself.
Yeah.
Could be about anything. Your eyes could just look really pretty today. You know, you did your makeup nice today.
Yes.
Finding small things to say about yourself that are nice and uplifting kind of will help change your mood
and boost your self-esteem.
And yeah. And I'll be real with you, I'm not doing this every day, because I don't do this every day. I'm just saying, some days I just feel like, okay, I like how my hair looks today. Oh, yeah, I like my skin's doing its thing today.
Oh, speaking life into yourself is extremely important. Yeah, looking in the mirror and writing things down, or if you're more verbal, a verbal listener, doing that. Mm-hmm. I just think it's important, man. You need to do that.
Because I think when it comes to body confidence, like, that whole community of body confidence has been ripped apart, hijacked, all over the place. But I think the one thing that stands is, no matter where you are with yourself, you want to turn off, turn on, lose weight, gain weight, whatever. Yeah. You just be confident in yourself and you do what's best for you, your body, because no one else knows you like you. And
amen.
We're definitely going to have another episode talking about the whole body confidence, fat community, whole situation, drama, whatever. Mm-hmm. But for us, for Fat Girls United, body confidence, that whole body positivity situation is strictly of just you do you for your body.
Yeah, at any size, because bodies, like you just said, bodies fluctuate. So, you know, you don't want to uphold a certain size or weight as to be better than another. It's just all about where you're at, because you have to love your body at every stage. It's not like, hate my body here, but love my body there.
And and why there shouldn't be no pull or trophy of, what trophy? What is that podium thing? I can't talk today.
Podium?
That podium. There we go.
Yeah.
Kayla, in her words. There shouldn't be a podium of, oh, if I'm fat today and I talk about fatness, that I also have to be fat and everyone else has to be fat and everyone else has to be this particular size. And if you decide to lose weight, you don't belong in it. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like that kind of dogmatic way of thinking where you're just, there's no fluctuation, there's nowhere for people to go other than to only be this one thing forever.
Because we're not robots.
No.
We're humans. We're not robots. Everything fluctuates, and weight is one of the things that fluctuates from anything. Stress, life.
Yep. And stop policing people's health.
Yeah.
Stop trolling these health trolls, as I call them. They always want to determine how healthy you are depending on your outward appearance. You cannot tell how health, there's no indicators from how, I mean, maybe there's like, fine, yellow eyelids or something like that. Like,
or people want to say something like, oh, well, they breathe heavy. They could have asthma. Yeah. Asthma is nothing. Asthma attacks
anybody. Oh, but then
they'll
say, well, yeah, the asthma, well, your body weight's affecting asthma, you lose weight and your asthma will be better.
Yup, it's
always
no
weight
indicator. It's just weight. Mm-hmm. You are not your weight. We were still not put on this earth to die paying a whole bunch of bills and worry about our weight.
It's not our life's purpose.
It's not.
Except for maybe if you want to put it in that way to teach others, that could be a life's purpose, to teach others that weight is not their life purpose. Like,
if today, if you want to go for a walk and exercise, good on you. If you don't feel like it tomorrow, that's okay too. Like,
there's no rules.
There's no rules. It's really just personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
And you do what your body feels like doing. If you want to lay on the couch today and stay there all day, cool. And if tomorrow you feel like you want to get up and do something, go do it.
Yeah.
And
self-care.
Yeah.
Yeah, self-care and understanding that, you know, we all need to be healthy internally and externally. Not just focusing on one thing.
Listening to your body helps. Mm. Like, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Because I find sometimes
We go against it
because of productivity and we need to get things done. But your body is screaming tired.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, we put ourselves in this. Oh, we have to get it done today. It's got to get done. Like, yeah, it's got to get done. Yeah. It'll get done.
Yeah.
But your body said, I want to rest. You need a rest.
Yes.
Because it's going to make you rest.
And then that, it's a, you need to check this out. They're called Nap Ministry. So it's a Instagram
ministry.
Nap Ministry, like taking a nap. So they're all about how overworking and exerting ourselves is basically like a product of white supremacy. So they feel like taking a break and napping is like kind of revolting against the system. So taking a minute to pause and reflect and to sleep throughout the day, because overproductivity has caused us to be like unhealthy and just tired and stressed and all these things. So I really love the page. Like, they're doing the Lord's work.
Check this out. This is hilarious.
Nap Ministry.
Also, I'm here for how everything has a ministry.
Oh,
like,
man.
I'm here for it.
But, yeah. They're like rebuking the system, because I think we were taught as young people that in order to have value and to be success, you have to be overproductive and you have to produce constantly. Yep. And
it's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable. And all it's going to do is lead to burnout and additional, you know,
and hatred. Issues.
Yeah. Hatred for your lives, for yourself, for other people, for your family. Because
for
tired.
Your career. Like, it just, no. I don't think there's any career worth burning yourself over for the sake of a dollar. Because at the end of the day, it's just money. And yes, we need money to pay our bills, to live, to eat, all that jazz. But I don't think there's any career worth killing ourselves over for us to not listen to our bodies and listen to us.
Amen.
Like, if you feel uncomfortable in a situation, speak up about it or leave. Like, don't force yourself to be in spaces that
you feel like you don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, your body picks that up, your spirit does, and it's a burden. Yeah, it could definitely weigh on you over time.
And it's like important to know your worth and to stand up for yourself, because so many places, jobs included, will treat you horribly and will tell you that it's okay for them to treat you horribly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have enough confidence and trust in your own self, you would allow them to warp your mental state to believe in, oh, I guess I am horrible. Oh, I guess I am not so great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I can't find another better job that will probably be way more better for your mental health.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, we gotta take care of our mental health as well as our bodies.
Yeah.
The best way individuals as ourselves know how to. Because there is no handbook.
No,
there's no nothing. People may write the little rules,
mm-hmm.
but it's up to you.
And don't let people tell you how you need to live your life.
Yeah,
what should be going in your mouth. Like, as far as I'm concerned, doctors don't know everything. Sometimes we need to, like, approach situations, especially when it's a person of authority telling us what's best for us. Like,
mm-hmm.
also follow your guidance and your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
If what a doctor's telling you doesn't seem right, then, you know, get
a second opinion.
Or, I don't want to say go on YouTube, but just find other perspective people that are going through similar things. You shouldn't just take other people's words.
Find communities. Or because
yeah.
I recently found out, again, off topic, this medical condition that, like, certain areas, and I feel like this does affect people whose legs rub together more so.
Right.
I didn't say fat people, because
it could happen to
It could happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just different areas that rub together. Like, you would get boils and stuff.
Yeah.
And I found out that was a medical condition. Because I used to get them throughout my life, all grown up, and I know what they were.
Right, right.
And apparently, it's an actual skin condition.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yes, you want to get it, a doctor's to say yes, test and stuff. But I didn't know.
Right.
And I was just like, so it was nice to kind of come across different communities of people that were going through similar symptoms and
yes.
saying this was a, you know. So yeah, find different communities of people
for help and support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least understanding. And they would, someone may recommend you to a doctor that listens, that isn't just gonna be like, oh well, it's because you're fat. Like no.
Could be way more than that. So definitely let us know, guys, like either on Instagram or in the comment section, if you have a preferable descriptive word. I think you said yours is plus size, Kayla, right?
Preferable?
Or fat?
It don't matter to me, honestly. No, like, it's just a descriptive word.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I care either. I would prefer... Okay, here's the thing. Before we leave... I don't mind referring to myself. It's like, hey, I'm a that fat black girl. Mm-hmm. That's cool. But I don't know if I want other people saying, oh, who, that fat girl. Mm. So I think I prefer people to describe me as plus size, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus size or curvy, because obviously that's the like international accepted.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, I can call myself whatever. I know right. who I am. I don't know. On foreign lips, it comes with a little bit more venom.
Yes.
And that's just with anything.
Right.
Yeah. So that's where I will conclude my thoughts.
But yes, and I think we're pretty much, we hit all the topics today.
Yeah,
We swerve. Yes, yes. But that's famous for us. We swerve. But I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, check out our social media page on Instagram, which is Fat Girls United. And yeah, we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.